Berklee Repertory Theater's new production, Man in a Case, is sure to be a huge audience draw because the cast includes international ballet legend Mikhail Baryshnikov. That's good because A, Baryshnikov is brilliant in the show, and B, his presence is bound to attract attention to a slight, lovely little sliver of theatrical magic that, without his name recognition, would be less likely to stand out in the Bay Area theater season, already packed with popular shows and big names. So good for Baryshnikov, but the truth is, even without him, this show is a true gem that audiences should take notice of. Presented by New York's award-winning Big Dance Theater, Man in a Case, based on two short stories by Anton Chekhov, is a first-rate example of Big Dance Theater's peculiar blend of theater, dance, music, and multimedia. It's a slight, oddly baffling little show, to be sure, but as directed by Annie B. Parsons and Paul Laser, its oddness is the icing on a rich, though lighter-than-air cake. This is a show in which very little happens, it is Chekhov after all, but is presented as a showcase of tiny little moments, tiny little observations, fleeting glimpses of human heartache that linger in the mind and memory long after the short 75-minute work has ended. On a mostly bare stage, the cast and crew sit chatting at a table, on which are microphones, props, and two laptops. Laptops used to run the multiple sound effects and projections that are layered like thick jam filling throughout the show. A pair of actors rise from the table, transforming themselves into Ivan and Birkin, a pair of Russian hunters, who casually swap stories about turkey hunting. Baryshnikov, who turns out to have been sitting at the table all along, stands up to tell his own amusing turkey hunting story. Then, with a mix of high-tech and low-tech theatrical tricks, the subject quickly changes from turkeys to missed opportunities in life, as the hunters take turns narrating two wafer-thin Chekhov tales of love almost gained but eventually lost. In the first story, performed amidst a dreamlike blanket of black-and-white video, Baryshnikov, still the definition of grace at 70 years old, transforms into the rigid character of Belikov, a repressed, overly cautious, fearful schoolteacher who finds himself falling for the sister of the new history teacher. This is a man so afraid of the unpredictable that he always carries an umbrella in a leather case, just, you know, in case. He's a man who would rather die than break a rule or take a risk. Can such a person ever allow himself to feel true love? If you know Chekhov, you know the answer. Still, it is the visual poetry that accompanies the lyrical trajectory of this almost romance, including a beautiful courtship dance and a spectacular slow-motion tumble down a flight of steps, that makes the story so desperately sweet and inevitably sad. The second, even slighter tale follows a decent, friendly farmer, Baryshnikov again, who secretly falls in love with the wife of a close friend. Little happens, but the concluding dance between the two never-to-be lovers, choreographed as a Busby Berkeley-like kaleidoscopic duet, is as tender and powerful and haunting a moment as anything that could be spoken with 1,000 heartbroken words. Man in a Case runs Tuesday through Sunday through February 16th at Berklee Repertory Theater, berkleerep.org. I'm David Templeton, second row center for KRCB.